You should be an actress. Girl, you got a magic, you know you a star. Say you got some baggage, a little more than average. Never said you packed, and I know who you are. You say, could call anytime you're feeling alone. I know I've been gone, girl, I'm coming home. Cause you the one I'm missing, baby. Yeah, you got me stoned. You feel like a dream, you're the missing piece. You know you could be whatever you wanna be. Girl, you know you a star. Yeah, pulling up and she hopping out. Love the way that you wildin' out. Now we're laying on a mattress. You should be an actress. Girl, you got a magic, you know you a star. Say you got some baggage, a little more than average. Never said you packing, I know who you are. You said I just wanna lay here forever. And I
all right, we're back on the podcast, and I'm fired up to be in the studio. Hidden City Studios. We got to give a big shout out to Elliot. Elliot is the man. We're pumped to have him here and to even have us here. We are we're live in studio, and we appreciate him for having us.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
I got a special guy here, Tory Lancaster. He drove all the way from San Clemente. He did the far drive for me.
Anything for you, bro. Really. I'm down for the good energy.
Yes, sir. Welcome to the podcast, man.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about some mental health stuff. And dude, tell me about the drive. Tell me about how it went.
I mean, honestly, it went good. You know, whenever I'm headed to a place I know we're about to do spirit's work, God's work, I'm down. You know, I'm really passionate about spreading the word and just, you know, really giving back to, you know, what we need to do here on planet and just what we need to make sure everyone's, you know, getting in on a daily day.
So. Right. Yeah, that's inspiring, man. I mean, we're going to get into all the things you've been doing. You know, inspiring other people, your own company, your business with the clean water you have. But I want to talk about, like, tell me, like, what do you do for yourself every day to take care of yourself, to inspire others?
Thank you, brother. Yeah. So for me, honestly, I make sure I do one thing that's just challenging. One thing I don't want to do is wake up and do burpees. I don't want to wake up and go to the gym. I don't want to wake up at, you know, 4:44 a.m. or 5 a.m. Like, I don't want to do these things. But somehow I've learned that the more I do the harder things, the more I suffer, the more I could really reward myself in a way with winning the day early. So for me, what I do is I wake up early and I really just take my time with, you know, attacking what I need to do for myself first so I could give back. You know, I think what I learned is I feel the best when I wake up and give my morning to spirit and me. So it's a personal thing, you know, like I like to wake up and just attack, feel good, show that higher self and higher spirit. Like I am ready for the day. I've earned the day already, you know, and then everything kind of just attracts to that day.
Right. It's like, I mean, that's what I noticed about you. 5 a.m. wake up calls. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah. 5 a.m. Absolutely. Every day.
Amazing. Yeah. And I know that you like the cold plunge too. That's something I'm huge on. Is that what you do first thing in the morning? Or
you know, I'm working on getting a plunge at the house. Okay. But no, I wake up, I kind of just set my mind as to what I need to do, and I go on walks, bro.
That's good.
Yeah, it's really weird. Like I used to go on walks with my grandma, and like growing up, you know, we just go on walks.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. Like I used to wake up, I tried to meditate, you know, stretching, but I just get up and I go outside immediately.
Right.
So I get a weighted vest on. What I like to do is I like to wear a weighted vest and I like to add all this weight on my body and make it a little harder so I could remind myself if I don't push myself that weight, what it will actually do over time.
Wow.
I'll carry it throughout the whole day.
Wow.
Feeling heavy, feeling bad about myself, feeling like I could be doing more, knowing it. Yeah. So I get that weighted vest on, I go attack, I take it off. I'm like, I don't have to worry about that anxiety anymore.
Wow.
You know?
And when you're close in your spirituality with God's my thing, I mean, for you too?
Yeah. I'm, you know, it,
Source, I'll, universe. I mean,
I'll just say this. Like, I didn't grow up in a Christian-based home or Catholic.
Right.
But I will say, is when someone asks me, what is my religion? I just say that I'm free. You know, Amen. That's it. I'm free.
I love that.
I believe in a higher source, spirit. I have a lot of native energy in my uh-huh. family. And, yeah. you know, I do love God, though. You know, right. that's what I pray to.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It kind of feels like it's all the same in a sense in one, right?
As long as the intention's there that's and it. You're praying yeah. to something you believe in,
right?
We're all winning.
We are. Yeah. We got our angels watching over us.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's important. There's definitely a higher power for us, but I mean, being connected to our spirituality, that's something I want for everybody because yeah. like you said, that there's nothing to fear in the unknown and in the future.
Right.
When we're grounded in present. Right. I want you to bring out what you just told me.
So,
listen to this.
So you guys, I'm sitting here and I'm just like, yeah. I feel like I'm looking at Jared Leto from 30 Seconds to Mars because I love his content and you have yeah. this like masculine, feminine balance vibe. And
yes, sir.
It's right on the dot.
Yeah. And I just told you, my sister, Ashley, she's here in spirit with us. She said I look just like him. All yeah. the time, right? She's right here with us, just hanging 100%. Out, right?
Yeah.
She's been guiding me through my healing journey too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's funny though.
you know what I say? I'll tell you. So, yeah. I feel like a lot of people kind of trip on me is because when you have a family member pass, in my point of view, we go into a spirit tribe where you have a tribe right. that's full of your family, your friends, your loved ones. Mm-hmm. I always say blood, you know, doesn't make you related. Loyalty makes you family. And in that. A sense, it's like, they're always with us. Really. They always. Want us to do better. They're here. And it's just real to me, you know?
And everyone has the ability to tap into it.
They do.
I mean, the signs and synchronicities, the angel numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, you're aware of that.
I mean, I'm big with the angel numbers. I always like to look at numbers. I'm really big with alignment and intention. And I think when you see an angel number or an aligned number, I think it really is just stating that you are exactly where you need to be right. at that moment.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't believe 777 means have a good day. I mean, it can mean whatever it means to you in that moment.
Right.
And you'll know.
Exactly.
You know?
You're right on path.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that, like I said, we can't fear the unknown. There's no reason to as we're guided. And connected to all that.
That's where we're supposed to be going,
right.
is being uncomfortable, really. Right. I was thinking about that on the way over here, actually, is I like to be in situations that make me uncomfortable because it
that.
Makes me find myself in that uncomfortability. Like, that is where you need to be. You know, like, I don't want to be around people that make me feel comfortable, really. Mm-hmm. I want people, like, we met at Cold Punch Therapy, you
right.
know? Shout out Dana Point, Austin Keen. And I think yeah. in a deep sense, it's like you have to be in situations that push you to find yourself in those situations.
Amen. And I've been touching on mental health stuff, triggers too.
Oh,
I mean, right?
Right.
Facing it. I think a lot of people, they depend on like drugs, alcohol, substances and all the above. Like
vices are real.
Yeah, man.
I've been victim to them for on and off a long time. But I think really what's happening is... what I've found is any vice you take, whatever it is, it can mm-hmm. be anything, is you're certain that that vice will bring you to certainty.
Right.
So really, it's like a pill of certainty because you're certain that you'll have a feeling when you take it. And a lot of times when we're just existing, we're suffering. You know,
right.
I like to really say, like, you can live in the heaven and hell right now.
Right.
You don't need to die to experience that.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. Like, feeling free.
Right. We're in heaven.
Yeah.
Right? Like, really, yeah. that's what that is.
Yeah.
And I just think it's real that when people, you know, medicate themselves with this uncertainty, mm-hmm. we have to step outside and find the natural remedies of what brings us that energy. That is a good vice, right?
Totally. And there's, I mean, it's going towards it. And I love that feeling.
Yeah.
You know, you build that tolerance. I want to talk about energy.
Let's okay. do it.
Energy is a big deal.
It is to me. I mean,
right?
Very big.
Let's talk about it.
I mean, I'll start with the fact that when I was 8 years old, my grandpa he's a leader of my spirit tribe, man. He passed away a while ago and mm-hmm. I'm very close to him still to this day. And I do believe that he taught me a lot of things at a young age. So when we were 8 years old, I had all my friends from middle school over. We're kicking it. We're watching a scary movie and he pauses the movie. He goes, all right, I want to see who's going to be a part of the No Fear Club. And we're like, okay. And I'd grown up in Bakersfield. We had 3 acres of land
yeah.
and we all go to this edge with the tree edge And there was about a good acre, solid pitch black, at a dirt bike track in the back. And he says, whoever walks to the end of the fence, touches it and back, is a part of the club. So as we're about to all agree to do this, I move forward, about five of us roll down. And the whole time we walk to the end and back, we're screaming, no fear. So anytime we felt that fear, we're like, no fear, no fear, no fear, at 8 years old. Mind you, you know, when we're watching scary movies, he would teach me to go grab a crescent wrench at like eight. And, you know, I'd be like scared, but like, you know, I'm like, I'm not scared. Right. And he instilled that in me at a young age.
Wow.
And I still feel his energy today. And I really started going on a more spiritual path when I started to really just notice that I was different, like telepathically, intuitively, like I would just feel a lot more than I thought was normal.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I started to understand that I needed to open this veil, or it would bring me anxiety, because I would start to feel a lot of emotions, but they weren't mine. Mm-hmm. And then I started to understand that they were someone else's, which I just want to say, I feel like a lot of people need to understand, like, we're all born to be intuitive, and not everybody understands that they're feeling things that do not belong to them. They might belong to their partner or their business partner or their friend. Like, right. A lot of times we're getting energy dumped on and have no idea that intuitively that energy is being aimed at us.
It is.
And then we take it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think it's incredible when you start to find things that unlock the energy.
100%. And that comes from being an empath too.
Right.
Right.
I know you're that.
Yes, sir.
I felt that right when I met you. I was like, this dude is got the balance. He's like divine, got the feminine, masculine. Yeah. And I really value that.
Can we go right into that?
Come on.
Masculine, feminine energy. I think a lot of men in today's society think that they just got to be masculine. No. We got to have a fine balance. Right. And that's what our partner, it benefits your relationship.
Right.
How big is that, man?
I mean, for me, dude, I kiss my dad on the lips. I'm 32 and he's an OG. Tattoos on his eyebrows. He's a gangster. And honestly, I love him so much because he instilled that love in me. We kiss and like, it's not weird because people know that our love is that fucking strong.
Unconditional love.
Unconditional. And it's a depth that can't be broken. Not even death can break it. And I think the more people understand that vulnerability is a power, this world would be full of just love, you know?
And peace.
Yeah, and peace. And I think a lot of times what happens is people think they have to create this, you know, masculine ego. Like you said, I'm strong and I don't cry. And you know, that was something instilled with us at a certain time, I feel, where people were just in fear to show their truth.
100%. And I think a lot of it stems from family generational trauma.
It does.
Passed down.
Yeah.
Where we have these caregivers that are emotionally unavailable.
Right.
And it sounds like your pops was available for you.
He was available. He was always there.
Yeah.
He was always there to help me. He was always there to talk with me. I think what really it comes down to is, not everybody either knows how to express themselves or find people to feel comfortable to express themselves around. And when you can find those things that really allow you to express yourself, that's why you have people that become these really like just strong individuals where you could see that they're growing quickly and you want to be around them because they're expressing themselves in different ways.
Right. And everyone deserves to.
We all are guided to.
And the challenge is we can be around some people that may feel uncomfortable with us expressing ourselves.
Absolutely. And that's when you know that you're in the wrong space.
Right.
And you need to outgrow that cage and open the veil.
Right.
A lot of times people don't know that they unlock that cage. They think the door is just not locked or it's locked and they don't have the power, but
right.
You got to turn around, get out of your way.
Right.
Free yourself.
Yeah.
Really. Like express yourself or die.
Right? 100%.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I noticed about you is that you express yourself fully, which I think I connect to that. I've always been that way.
Yeah.
So on Instagram, you'll be on the phone facing the camera, inspiring people, motivating them to get the day done with hard work.
Yeah. Yeah. What I think I could say to anybody who's having trouble speaking to themselves is one, get a picture of yourself as a child, put it in the mirror in the bathroom. And every day, just get comfortable with looking at that individual and giving that person what it deserves. Because I have a little picture of me when I was a baby at Disneyland. And every day I'm like, I love you. Like, I got you.
Right.
You're safe.
Safe.
You know, and then you start like with really stepping into your power, knowing that you're guided to be more. And I think what happens too, just coming back on the energy with the masculine and the feminine, is what I think is when you meet in a surrender, right?
Right.
So you could be praying, you could be guided to a higher power, but like you have to meet yourself in that space. And then through that process is when things start to really happen for you.
That's amazing.
You know?
That's well put.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, it's important because I think like a lot of people are walking around disconnected from themselves.
Oh my gosh.
And you see it. Like we can read people very well.
Yes. You know? Yeah. That's why, if you guys haven't read the book, The Four Agreements, I mean, one of the agreements is to not take anything personal.
Right.
And you free yourself from everything. Uh-huh. You're like, I'm not having a bad day because you are, but I love you and hope you have a better day.
Exactly.
You're like, dang, I didn't just take on your bad day just like that.
Right.
You know, and I think what another thing would be really grateful for me to say is there's a challenge that when I joined this community, there's a really strong business team. And these people said, we're going to do a Grateful 8 challenge. So for every day, for 8 days, you're going to say what you're grateful for into the camera.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, I was not good at speaking in the camera when I started back in 2018. I was very scared because really your phone is just a mirror and you're looking at yourself and you're scared to face yourself. Yeah. That's what I found. But for 8 days, I would say what I'm grateful for. One thing might take 30 seconds. And then after those 8 days, I literally loved talking into the camera because right. I knew what I was doing for myself and then I could do it for others. Right. And the feedback's incredible.
Right.
People want to see you.
They do.
You know?
It's nice to be seen, isn't it?
I mean, it is. That's why I'm here. Like I wanted to come here because we connected so well.
Right.
And I just thought that it was something that I should do because I knew that we could help more people together.
Right.
You know?
And I'm grateful for that, man.
Thank you.
That's a long drive and you did it. And it's all worth it though.
It is because I know that this will help somebody.
Right.
You know, and that's why I love what you're doing is you're stepping in your power.
Thank you, bro.
You know, it takes a lot to do that.
Yeah. And sometimes we need that time to be in isolation, hermit mode, to take care of ourselves, to separate ourselves from any toxic behavior, to really pour back in to that inner child, like you said.
Yeah.
And then you kind of wake up and you see what's meant for you. And protecting our energy and focusing on that, people have less access to us when we really take care of ourselves. Right? Can we touch on that?
Wow. Literally. Just everything you said took me on a whole just vision on exactly to the T. You don't give your time to things that don't serve you.
Amen.
Because you know the value of yourself.
Right.
You're like, I'm not going to go do these things that don't really value me.
Right.
It's a waste of time.
Yeah.
I mean, really, the things that are toxic start to really, like the things that are peaceful start to really look beneficial because you know that you're doing something that is for you.
Right.
The simple things, the free things. Going on walks, going in the ocean, talking to friends.
Right.
Those things are just all free, you know? And they make you free.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And if anyone's been through tough experiences, they can't downplay what they've been through, you know? We all go through these experiences that mold us into who we are.
I mean, literally, dude,
like a butterfly, bro.
Oh, yeah. Evolve or repeat.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I wear my scars proudly. You know, I think the coolest people in the world have the best stories because they've been through the most.
Right.
You know, I really find self-made individuals something really to see because they've been through a lot. I think people nowadays are all starting to try and just avoid the work, and the ones that are promoting the work are being idolized. And everybody can do what we do, which is just wake up and want to do something 1% better than we did yesterday.
Exactly.
Everyone could do that.
What a mentality.
It doesn't matter who you are. If you're handicapped, I mean, you could literally turn the phone around and just say what you're grateful for. Like no matter what, you could be better every day.
Right.
No matter what.
Right.
You could find a way.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
That reprogramming is beautiful, guys.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
It's real. I mean, I had to reprogram myself from, you know, all these old versions of me that didn't serve me. Really, you have to update the blueprint. I learned that with Tony Robbins. I used to have dinner with him all the time. And I tell that story and people are like, oh my God, you know Tony Robbins? And I'm like, no, I would turn my phone, play his podcast and play just Tony talking. Right. And I would just watch him. And he really taught me about updating your blueprint,
right,
which is what we're doing every day.
Every day.
We're just updating our blueprint. Right. A lot of people need to hit the update button for real.
That's right. And go inward and face ourselves.
It's scary.
it's very scary for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I have a lot of respect and love for people who have been through so much and never turned out cold.
Yeah.
Like coming out of it, that's me.
Yeah.
Never turned out. I still fucking love people.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Right.
And it's tough to be vulnerable, but I feel like you're kind of like that too.
Dude,
in a sense.
Anybody who really knows how to either operate business or be a healthy individual or just be someone of influence knows that you have to not take anything personal and you have to really give yourself what it deserves, which is to just be disconnected from sometimes your emotions only because the wisdom won't allow you to tap into those emotions in those moments. It's like you want to get upset, but you know that that will do nothing. And you're just such a good problem solver that literally we're here to just solve problems. That's all. So if we tap into these unsolvable emotions, we are not getting anywhere.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So
I love how you express that. When we can process our emotions and be in full control, life is so fucking beautiful.
Literally. Look at everything as it's solvable. Truly.
Yeah.
That's something that I was instilled when I was definitely younger. And I just saw my dad do that. I mean, really, this guy solves problems.
Right.
A lot of problems.
Right.
And does not look at a problem unsolvable.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's man.
That's inspiring.
That's a man.
Yeah. Right.
And a woman, too.
Yeah.
You know, someone who solves problems.
Right.
Like, I just find that extremely fascinating, personally.
Right. Love that. Another subject I want to bring up is since we're two men expressing ourselves, we want to be a good role model and example to other men.
Yes.
I think it's very hard we're talking about expression, you know, how important is it for us, especially, because I think that women, any gender, but women really look for their emotional needs to be met.
Yeah.
How important is it for a man to show up to focus on their own emotional needs, but like to connect inward with the emotions to give back to the person that they're with?
I think it's extremely important for men to go inward every day. And if they don't, they need to be prepared for what's coming on the outskirts of that. So I do believe that no matter who you are, it's important that you connect with yourself. And that could mean crushing it at business. It can mean crushing it, you know, in the gym physically. It can mean going for a surf. Like every day we must do something to connect with ourselves. Because again, I do believe like we are God, we are spirit.
Right.
And when you're most happy is when you're most fulfilled with that light by doing the things that make you feel full.
That's amazing.
Know? Right?
Yeah. I feel like for me, like I feel like I have the Holy Spirit running through me.
Right.
Well, you know, it's like, because we're all created by the same thing.
We're all brothers and sisters.
We're all brothers and sisters.
And there's no way around that. We're all going to the same place, which is just a future of consciousness that we're just continuing to understand.
Right.
Really.
Yeah.
How did you get, like, were you born Christian or like were your family?
The Christian family.
Okay.
But the thing is with us, like we didn't go to church all the time.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of like love God, pray together, but it wasn't something that was so strict about doing. I'll tell you this though, with my healing journey that started 10 months ago, this is the closest I've been to my faith, but to my spirituality, my spiritual awakening.
Okay.
That's what happened.
Wow.
And then having my sister in spirit with me, she's been guiding me and we're able to communicate through all the signs and synchronicities, we were able to communicate, but this is the healing journey has completely changed my life.
I love that. I've been there too. When my grandpa passed and it started with me. He brought me to a place called Sedona in Arizona.
Okay.
He guided me to go out there and I didn't really know why, never knew what Sedona was. And, I actually met some friends. We were in Arizona. We went on a hike called Camelback and we hiked to the very top and I had a spiritual awakening at the very top where I saw a red-tailed hawk and he was about 20 feet from me and he was just stuck in the air, this peak of this mountain. He was just stuck and he was just holding his glide. And I just knew that was my grandpa. Yeah. And I saw it and just started crying, literally just burst in tears.
Yeah.
And I just knew at that moment I was headed into a really, really big opening. And we went into Sedona from there and I met this gentleman called, his name's Rogelio. He's a native shaman. And we went into a sweat lodge later that day. It all just fell into place perfectly. No like psychedelics, all completely clear. And we did a sweat And I walked out of there knowing that I was on my path in a different light.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's a native healer. So he's someone who I see frequently, at least 2 to 3 times a year.
Yeah.
And I do that for me. I take as many people as I can. And I do that just to know that I'm promoting, you know, the right path.
Isn't that amazing?
It feels good.
And a lot of people, they have that aware around them. I want everyone to tap into that. Mm-hmm. For me, my sister, butterflies have always been sent to me.
Okay.
That's her little trademark.
Beautiful.
Dragonflies have been one. Blue jays.
Wow.
I mean, different types of things. And I'm in an area where I live where there's just tons of butterflies.
Life. Yeah.
And that's where she placed me.
It's beautiful. I mean, it sounds like your sister's continuing to evolve through you, with you.
That's right.
I feel that.
Yeah, she's guiding me.
She's with you.
That's right.
And that's something that I used to really fear death a lot. I think about it every day.
Right.
I don't know why. And I started to understand that, you know, we're all connected and we're not going anywhere. Like, people are like, oh, how old are you? And I'm like, I'm 32. But in reality, I'm like, dude, I'm like 1,000 years old.
Like, old soul, baby.
I feel it. That all the time. They're like, you're an old soul. And
you are, though.
I like cool shit, man. We've been around for a long time.
That's right.
You know?
Past lives do.
Yeah.
You already know.
Absolutely. And then another thing too, what I think is really, really strong is a journal. It sounds cliche, but I think mm-hmm. the things that mirror you are going to let you express yourself.
Ooh.
When I'm practicing just a journal where I get to just write, I really feel like something's going on in that little segment of 15 minutes. And it's real.
Wow.
So if you're not journaling, and I don't mean like journal about your day, I just mean get a pen and paper and express what's going on with you. Get it out.
Yeah.
Be able to backtrack and look a month ago and be like, damn, I was going through it. And then you're like, dude, this is cool. I'm like stoked to write, having a right. good day, going here. Like, you know, yeah. the transition, the evolve.
Those are the most beautiful times, is the rebirth, mm-hmm. the tower moments.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Purging, dude.
Have you had a good rebirth?
Yeah. I was just purging stuff a couple days ago.
What were you doing?
What was it that I was purging?
No, I don't want to know about that. I want to know what
was
allowed
I doing?
You to open the purge.
Breath work. I'm able to connect to the 5D with breath work.
I believe that. Yeah. I do believe that.
Which is higher than the physical realm.
And then when you do the breath work, is it something that you practice by yourself, or yeah. really
all by myself?
Okay.
All by myself. And wow. That, and also, I like you said, journaling's a big one. I think, like, you know, where I mainly get a lot of downloads is in my dreams too.
Oh yeah.
You'll notice that. I mean there'll be some signs like, hey, be aware of this, maybe that's something you got to work through.
My grandpa just visited me not even 3 weeks ago. I had a full lucid dream. I'm very active in my dreams too.
That's where.
But I've seen him a few times, and he's younger, like perfect teeth, nice hair. And I saw him, and he was standing about like 10 feet in front of me, but there was a mirror, and I could see through the mirror, so I could see myself but see him through it. And wow. I ran and jumped through the mirror, and the glass broke, and I woke up, and I felt like through just that in itself, I started to feel a little lighter, and I felt like I was also feeling some heaviness too that I was processing.
Amazing.
Yeah, trippy stuff.
When you go through those moments, you kind of feel like free, like more open. You can breathe deeper.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I mean, the breath work is real. I had a Kundalini awakening when mm-hmm. I did breath work mm-hmm. one time, mm-hmm. and we did some Hape, and it was really, really special.
Yeah.
I feel like what breath work does is really gets the cobwebs out of the way.
All that stuck energy and emotion.
Literally.
Everything.
We're designed to breathe, but how intentional is your breathing? You know, it's like how intentional is your life?
Right.
Sometimes we're just breathing and not even thinking about it. But then when we do think about our breath work, we're like really tapping in, you know, like just like our day. Are we thinking about what you're doing, or are you just existing?
Exactly.
Very similar stuff.
Life's happening for you, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Another thing too that I think is powerful is I think people need to start really healing from what they're going through and stop running from it.
Right.
You know, because I was a victim of that for a while. You create this victim mentality. You just start to literally hurt people all along the way because you're still hurt.
Right.
You know, like hurt people.
Amen.
And I'm just like, guys, we need to heal. We need to promote healing.
Right.
We need to evolve.
Right.
Or we're going to repeat.
Exactly. And I've noticed that for myself too.
We have to.
I had to go through a massive breakup to lose someone that I really loved and wake up and be like, whoa, those patterns are not me. But it's all through the experiences I went through of being hurt.
Yes.
I didn't come out of my mom's womb just to be hurt.
No.
And it's eye-opening when you could realize, wow, I really like that behavior is not normal. That was regular behavior to me, but that's not healthy.
No.
All that trauma.
No, man. It's PTSD. Not. I think what needs to be said too is people need to understand that there's a time and place for everything.
Yeah.
And whatever situation that you did go through, you served your purpose through that situation.
Right.
Like your time was served and you did exactly what you need to do. You helped yourself going through something that was traumatic.
Right.
You know, now you could help your future self not do that again.
Exactly.
Hopefully, because sometimes we do repeat these things that we need to keep going through for some reason.
Yeah, but I mean, being self-aware. I mean, I'm so tapped in with my mind and body though.
Right.
Like that's most people aren't. They just feel these crazy emotions and the nervous system going out of whack, fight or flight, and everyone just kind of like loses it.
Right.
And it goes back to not reacting.
Right. I mean, right? You have to take a second and really just evaluate how you can solve the problems.
Right.
And make the change.
Right.
You know, because if you don't, then you're becoming the problem yourself.
Right.
You know, and I've been victim to that too, where I've had, you know, past relationships where people were like, oh man, like another failure. And I'm like, no man, like I learned a lot through this.
Exactly.
You know, about myself.
Right.
And we served a purpose through that and we get to be better and really just come out better, you know?
Exactly.
So
that's the mentality.
Yeah. You have to look at it like everything's a win.
It is.
Like, and tell yourself that.
Well, every situation we run into is a positive lesson.
Mm-hmm.
How can I be better? What can I learn from it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I go back to the triggers. It's like, okay, from the past, what's coming up? What's going on with the person present time across from me? And how can I be better to hold myself accountable? What am I doing that I need to be better at?
Let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
Since you've been on this awakening,
yeah,
has your self-talk just been night and day?
Way better.
Right?
Let me tell you why.
Yeah.
Because I removed myself from an environment that had a negative and insecure perception that I programmed myself to have subconsciously.
Right.
That was going on.
Because.
So guess what?
Yeah.
I'm in fucking control now.
Fuck yeah.
I'm standing in my power and in my truth.
Right.
And like, unless we decide to change, it's just going to be the same old fucking day.
Right. I mean.
You know what I mean?
But what happened was you started to understand that these patterns, these thoughts, they didn't even belong to you.
They're not me.
Right.
They're not me.
Because we got to understand, like, it's really, really, it's something we have to be careful about is our self-talk.
Yeah.
I think whenever you're really doing well in life, your self-talk is just going well.
Right.
You're waking up, you're happy because your mind is just naturally flowing.
Right.
You're not thinking about all the things that you have to do, all the things that you don't want to do.
Right.
You know, those are reversal energies. But when you're moving forward, everything's just working. You know, and you're going about the day in a way where your self-talk is on point.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that's how it works. Like when I'm walking in the morning, I'm thinking about all the things that I'm doing well. I'm like, you got up, dude, good job. It's early. People are sleeping.
Right.
Look at these beautiful clouds, these trees. Like, oh, the random woman walking next to me. How are you? Like, she's killing it too. You know, like we're building this positivity and it does build when it's building right way.
Exactly. Giving yourself that love is huge. One other thing I do. And maybe you do this.
Yeah.
Each day, I think I want to, with any stranger, I want to compliment them. Three different people.
Ugh.
How can I love on these people? Because not enough people get enough love.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're going to make their day. It's not common, right?
Right.
For anybody to do that. And that's what fills up, you know, your heart.
Yeah.
You connect to yourself, but with others too.
Bro, I mean, honestly, I do that, but I mean, I do it like heavily every day.
Right.
I mean, you could ask any of my friends, any of my homies, you know, homegirls, people on my team, like I reach out constantly and I just send things that are just on my heart, you know, voice messaging, texting.
Yeah.
I literally randomly reach out to people all the time. And what happens is it makes me feel good. Truly.
Right.
Like it's random, you know, and I just kind of let it come in. I'm like, I'm going to text my Uncle Joe and I'm going to text my boy Dylan. Like, and then all of a sudden they're just like reaching back to me, giving me this love. And it's infectious. Like, you really feel good when people give you that love like you're doing. Right. I love that you do that.
Absolutely.
So likewise. Cool. That's so cool.
Yeah, man. It's rare. It's that's what I want to inspire people to do. It's like, it's okay to let your guard down and give love.
Yeah.
It is.
And bringing it back to business, like, it's actually great for communication skills is right. complimenting somebody on like a cold energy where there's nothing of connection and you're just stepping forward into that.
Right.
That's great for business because you're naturally learning how to communicate better.
What is the challenge is though, I think ego gets in the way. Mm-hmm. And when we put that to the side, it's beautiful.
It is.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, starve the ego, feed the soul is a real thing, man. If you can starve that ego and just feed your fucking soul, you're living so good.
That's right.
I mean, if we look back at, like, you know, times in the past and, you know, biblical times, I think the real wealthy people were just fed. You know, money wasn't fucking this like paper and you have all these people throwing it in the air. Like, right. I got all this money. Right. They were just like full. They right. had food, you know, mm-hmm. like literally like hunters would go out and bring food home. That was the currency, right. was making sure everyone was fed. So I do think people need to start feeding themselves the right way because everything around us is literally trying to get us to not feel good. You know, mm-hmm. there's fast food everywhere. The water's shitty everywhere. I mean, really, like, it's something people need to really take seriously.
I agree with you. So speaking of that, putting yeah. stuff in our bodies, let's mm-hmm. get right to it.
Yeah, yeah.
You got your own company, Clean I Water. Do. You got clean water that you provide for people. I want you to just dive into it. Take the wheel and do your thing.
I love that. Thank you. So, yeah, in 2018, I stumbled across a company called Enagic, and it creates living water. So my sister, Tam, my business partner, she opened me up to, you know, what this water can do. I thought all water was created equal, but I did not know the truth about water. And there's a lot of things that people need to know about water. One specifically is water either has a charge or there's no charge. Bottled water is so bad for you because bottled water has been on shelves and has been in crates and, you know, ships and is anywhere from 8 to 12 months old before you're consuming it. Mm-hmm. Would you eat food knowing it was 12 months old?
No,
we're good on that, right?
Right.
So why should that actually not differ with water? Yeah. We want to drink water fresh. So these water ionizers that the company makes creates this living water through a molecular charge. Right. So what happens is when you're drinking the water, you're creating all these antioxidants. Your right. body's able to absorb the water, given the fact that it's clean, it has a charge, and it's resourceful. That's a really big part of this is you do not want to support single-use plastic. You know, and all those microplastic bleeding into the water, that causes diseases. People don't understand that. They're wondering how they're so sick. I'm like, okay, well, what kind of water do you drink? They're like, they don't even know. Tap water, yeah. RO water, yeah. Brita, like, what are you putting in your body? You have all these trainers nowadays that are like, just drink a gallon of water, you're good. I'm like, okay, what kind of water?
Yeah.
Like, we need to take water seriously because we're just big bags of water.
Right.
And you have a battery and I have a battery. It's called our heart. And when we drink the right water and we put it into the right electrical charge, we're living magnetic creatures. Mm-hmm. Right. And yeah. that's how it goes. Like, I started drinking this water. It started making me feel alive. And I started to understand that I just was dehydrated a lot of my life.
Right.
And then when I hydrate my body on a cellular level, I could actually feel more clear. And it is real to give your body what it deserves, which, you know, water is amazing. So the company that we roll with, they're the Rolex of water. They're the best of the best, patented, you know, all the certifications, everything from A to Z, this company represents. And I've been a part of it for 5.5 years and I've changed thousands of people's lives. Luckily, because I was able to change my life first. You know, yeah. globally, we've yeah. really blown up and it just feels good to help people drink the right water. So that is what I do.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You do a great job.
Thank you. I think the best thing that we do is we promote transformation. Mm-hmm. And that in itself is just like the butterfly. You evolve or you repeat. So we like to showcase the fact that people can have a chance at living a good life if they do drink the right water. And match that with a healthy routine.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a doctor, but I could tell you I've heard thousands of testimonies of what this water can do.
Yeah.
Facts.
And you already know how you feel when you drink it.
I mean, you feel good drinking water that has a charge because you're charging your battery.
Right.
it's simple. People need to understand when they're drinking plastic water or they're drinking, you know, reverse osmosis water, those waters don't have a molecular charge. Mm-hmm. Like RO water, right? It started back in like the 80s where people figured out that if they had clean, renewable water in homes, they'd sell better. Yeah. So they're like, oh yeah, it comes with this big water tank. You got water right here. Like that's an advantage for people to do when it comes to helping people, you know, in getting homes and, you know, and such. So the point is when you're able to step into this field and understand that when you're drinking water that comes from a machine and the machine is medically certified, it's all bells and whistles complete. Mm-hmm. You're able to take this RO water and completely remove this idea of, you know, reverse osmosis deletes everything bad and everything good. So you're drinking water that has no purpose.
Right.
It's like eating a steak with no protein. I don't want that, you know? So yeah. We have these machines that really just, you know, we put them in people's kitchens and it's changed the game.
Amazing. And if anyone's interested in trying that, how do they find one?
You can honestly just either DM me or just search. You can search me honestly at Killa T1. I take everything in myself. So I don't have any automated systems. When you talk to me, you're talking to me. I want to know if I can help you or not.
Yeah.
You know, I want to know where you're at. And then our Instagram's The Awakening. And, you know, we have a lot of good information there too.
I'll make sure to tag all that.
Thank you.
When I post.
Thank you.
The last thing I want to bring up too is your family business.
Amazing.
Sancho's Tacos.
Yes, sir.
Dude, it's funny because like when I first met you, I didn't know that you were a part of that.
Yeah.
And then I was like, no way. I mean, during quarantine, I used to go to the location Laguna Niguel.
No way.
All the time.
So sick. I mean,
yeah. So it's like the best Mexican food you could have in SoCal.
Thank you.
Right? You have locations in Newport, Huntington, Laguna Niguel, and San Clemente.
Yes, and Oceanside.
And Oceanside.
Bakersfield, wow. Hometown, and then Claremont is where we just opened. Yeah. And not everybody knows this, but we're coming out with the world's dopest taco truck in the world.
No way.
So it's a double-decker bus.
Yeah.
You know the buses in London?
Yeah.
Yeah, like Harry Potter, the double-decker
bus. No
way. It's a double-decker bus, so the bottom's all a kitchen, and the top is just for VIP seating. And that's coming out here by the end of the year.
That's cool.
My Uncle Joe and my dad, you know, my stepmom, my sister, man, we're all a good team. Everybody really, really takes just being a good person in the environment seriously, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And what I love about you, it's not just the food, it's the ambience. It's you guys treat everyone like family.
I will tell you this right now, that was instilled in a very young age to me. Uh-huh. So, you know, it's not just good food, it's good living is what we say. And we do like to make people feel at home. That's the goal, whether if it's in, you know, the water or if it's in Sancho's or if it's in me, is I want to make you feel at home with me. How can I make you feel comfortable and just be yourself?
Yeah.
You know, so I think what happens is with our restaurants, people like to feel at home and they feel that when they come in our shop.
That's the best thing you can give anybody.
Dude, it's the bread and butter, literally. Like you feel at home and you like the energy because, you know, Cool Hand Luke, Uncle, love him. He literally comes in and decks the whole place out. He makes it cool.
Yeah.
So everything's hand painted. All, you know, the vintage antique pieces, they're all hand selected. Wow. Like we don't go to IKEA, bro. We're literally searching for these just old pieces that have value.
That's amazing.
It's dope.
So if anyone goes to Sancho's Tacos, what's your favorite thing on the menu?
The OG taco. It's a Angus tri-tip, everything's peeled. And pretty much that to me is how this all started. So we have family in Corn and my dad used to cook tacos for all the guys in Corn back in the day.
No way.
So my dad was like this big dude just running the grill and there's just this huge party going on and everyone's eating these tacos saying, this is the best taco I've ever had. It's the best taco I've ever had.
Right.
So my dad's been making these since I was a kid, really. You know, he made chubby sauce when he was, you know, a teenager in high school.
Yeah.
And pretty much when my parents divorced, my dad said he wanted to do something that he loved. So he started Sancho's and he literally went into Sancho's extremely broke. You know, my parents' divorce hit him really hard, hit all of us hard. It changed everything for us. Mm-hmm. And my uncle JT, which I love JT because when he came in with my dad, they created this really cool bond where they went headstrong in creating a vision together. And then Cool Hand Luke came in the vision, and you had this trio, and Huntington was born back in 09. So the Huntington shop in the corner of PCH on 6, that was the first shop. It was just supposed to be a taco shop that people can go to and enjoy tacos.
And it blew up.
It blew up because the love was there. You know, yeah. My dad was there every day. He was the cook. He was the, you know, worked at the register as the cashier. People would go there for him. And then it got to be something that was getting really big because everyone wanted to just come see him. He's just like a magnet, bro.
Right.
You know? And then the Newport shop opened up. My stepmom, Erica, who I love very much, she came in the picture. And Erica really, really changed the game for us. Like, she's very important.
You got a solid team.
Yeah.
Like a family.
Yeah. You know, and that's when, you know, San Clemente was opened. And then Laguna Niguel, Oceanside, Bakersfield, Claremont. Like, it took off, bro. And I'm so grateful that we're able to take, like, the backyard into people's, you know, frontline days where they can go take it to the beach and just taste that little energy.
And it's cool how the locals support you. I know Sheckler goes in there.
Yeah, Shex is the boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. All these different people are supporting you guys.
I mean, we're just, we like to be good to people, you know?
Exactly. That's so, what it is.
Yeah, for sure. And then the sauce, that's something that I'm also working on as well, which I just want to let everyone know as well. Like, the sauce is something that I'm going to get into stores. And I want to get it in stores because I want people to be able to take Sancho's home with them. You know, people in like Arizona, a lot of AZ family, like, you know, I want people out there to be able to open their fridge and then they're immediately at Sancho's and they're able to talk about it. They're able just to experience that with other things besides tacos.
I see that happening.
It's coming. Big things are coming with that. Okay. I staple that proudly.
So, I love it, man.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you and your family.
Thank you, bro.
Well, coming down to the wire, I want to finish up and say, dude, I'm so grateful to have you here driving up. That means the world to me. I don't take that for granted.
Yeah.
You got a beautiful soul.
Thank you.
Like, thank you for being relatable. Thank you for validating me today. Thank you for giving me a safe space.
Yeah.
Thank you for showing love. And, you know, with what we believe in, it's easier to connect that way where it's like we're so relatable.
Yeah.
In that way. And you got a huge heart and you're able to connect with yourself, which gives you the opportunity to connect with others like me.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you, bro.
Dude, I appreciate you too. I just want to give you the floor right back too and let you know that I think it's really cool what you're doing. You know, like, there's a lot of people that are doing this podcast thing, but there's not a lot of men that I think are really clear enough to take it to a place that's special. And I think you're going to do that in the fact of knowing who you are. So seriously, bro, like, do it for yourself, you know, Ashley, me, everybody. We see you, bro. Really, that third eye is open. I could see it.
Yeah, it is.
I could see
That's right. And I mean, I'm not used to this type of love, you know what I mean? So it's nice to hear that. And it's important for us to always validate ourselves first. But man, I appreciate you for the kind words.
Dude, por vida.
We're going to keep going.
Let's do it, brother.
All right, brother. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
All right.
Much love.
All right.
Take me home. Don't shut me out. It's easier. And then when I talk, I fall down and laugh. But it really ain't funny. Take me home.